Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 33, Pretoria 35, Tzaneen 37. Action SA has expressed concern at the National Energy Regulator of South Africa's decision to approve Eskom's tariff increases. The approved tariff increases are 12.74% for the 2025-26 financial year, 5.36% for the 2026-27 and 6.19% for the 2027-28 financial year. Action SA's Alan Beasley says, even though the increases is lower than Eskom's original request, it is still well above the current inflation rate.
What is extremely concerning is the negative impact these increases will have on economic growth, which continues to trap many people in a cycle of poverty and unemployment. It is grossly unfair that South Africans have to pay for corruption and incompetence that has plagued Eskom since the days of state capture.
Professor of Economics at Northwest University, Waldo Krugel, says the 25 basis point cut in the repo rate could bring some relief to South African consumers. This bringing the prime lending rate down to 11% will have a positive impact. He believes all consumers will benefit in some way from the decision by the Reserve Bank.
It allows breathing room, and consumers will be able to face that fuel price increase that we're watching in February and all the other things that have gotten more expensive over the last 3 years becomes a little bit more affordable with this repo rate relief.
The Good Party in Johannesburg says the proposed short-term 2.8 billion rand loan from the Development Bank of South Africa raises significant concerns regarding the metro's financial sustainability and strategic priorities. Good's Matthew Cook says the loan will further increase Joburg's financial liabilities. He adds that reliance on such borrowing introduces risks that could have long-term negative implications for the metro's fiscal health.
Strengthening revenue generation, improving budgetary controls, and implementing cost-saving measures should be prioritized over short-term loans and borrowing. We urge Council to reject the proposed loan agreement with the DBSA and instead focus on sustainable fiscal management solutions that ensure the city's long-term economic viability.
And the head of the African Health Agency says fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo raises the risk of a new pandemic. The Rwanda-backed armed group M23 has been advancing across the DRC's troubled east, which has been the scene of numerous infectious disease outbreaks. The head of the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged African and global leaders to stop the unnecessary war. I'm Milpinar Wifnis, the Action SA for Oordeel die Toename in Eskom's Tariewe.
Thank you so much, Emilsh. Emil Pinaar op ons nuus, Jacaranda FM. En in breaking news, dit verras my dat jy dit nie in jou nuusbulletin het nie, Emil. Now you must ask me what? So, news just in and hot off the press. South Africa's Tsego Gailai. Nou, sy was hier in ons atelier as een van die Mrs. South Africa finaliste. Sy het haar kroon oorgehandig aan een van die wenners van hierdie jaar. So ons eie Mrs. South Africa, nee. Nies nou net in, want dit gebeur nou alles in Las Vegas. South Africa Tsego Gailai crowned Mrs. World 2025 in Las Vegas. And guess where it started? Yeah, in the work zone, okay? I've got the full press release, so I want to share it with you. In fact, the guys on the ground, they said to me, they've been up since 3 a.m. streaming. So I beg them now. I said to them, you have to send it to me. So the team and even a stylist that's on the ground at the moment, they just sent me the press release, so I'll be sharing it with you. It just shows you that things are possible. If you're a mom, Mrs. South Africans are moms and parents, and some of them are single parents, and you can do it, okay? We can do it. And you single dad and business owner working from home, it's possible.